Brooks, he's a, you know, the best player on our side, so he's just a really bubbly, energetic person that brings a lot of enthusiasm, really caring guy. And
that's Dane Beams speaking about Dane Zorko, who's a part of that leadership group, and that is no surprise. He's been outstanding his recent seasons with the Brisbane Lions, and he's good enough to join us. Dane, welcome, and congratulations on being in the leadership group. No great surprise to us. We've been chatting about it this morning. What's it mean to you?
Thanks for having me, guys. Good morning. It's obviously a great honour for the playing group to, I guess, have faith in me to step up, to take such a prestigious job like a vice captaincy, and then also have the trust and the faith in me that if Dane was to go down, that take over the job in his absence. So means a hell of a lot for myself. I guess I didn't ever really think I could ever get to such limits as being a vice captain of an AFL football club. So that's pretty surreal to me at the moment. So over the moon, but excited at the same time.
You must have a damn fine leadership group. You got Dane Beams as skipper, yourself, Andrews, Lester, and Christensen are all in the leadership group. No room for Hodgie?
Nah, just couldn't squeeze him in this time. wouldn't mind him just taking a back seat there. Nah, look, I think what Luke's done is he's come in and he's really mentored that group. He's really taken, really shown us his tricks at Hawthorn and what he's been able to do with the guys that he's had underneath him before. So he's going to mentor us, and I don't think there's any better mentor that you could possibly have than Luke Hodge. So he's still working very extremely closely with us as leaders and making us better leaders and better people.
Dane, I wanted to just touch on your first answer. I mean, the struggle you had to become an AFL player in the first place and you're not getting that immediate opportunity. For you to have come to as far as now being a vice-captain of a footy club and you've played for Australia, have you had a moment to reflect on how far you've come?
To be honest, I haven't really, no. I've just kind of just kept it rolling, to be honest. I'm just really excited with what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. And every year I just constantly try to improve on what I've done the year beforehand. So I haven't really had a chance to reflect. And the Australian tour was fantastic. Being picked in the All-Australian side was fantastic. But being a vice captain of your football club is just absolutely, I'm wrapped with that. It's ecstatic. So I guess I'll hopefully reflect on all that once I finish my career. But at the moment, I'd just love to get back out there, get playing, and hopefully have a really good year with the side.
Do you think the fact that you did struggle initially to make AFL football helps you in your leadership role?
I think there's a greater appreciation, certainly. Having done work outside of football for 3-4 years, really trying to get into the AFL system and then getting in there, I think there's a greater appreciation of that. And I think being a little bit older, you just pick up things along the way. And I think that's all I've done. And I've had some really great leaders to lead off with Jonathan Brown, Simon Black, and now Luke Hodge. So I think every year I've just constantly tried to improve on it and pick up little things that potentially they've done throughout their careers to try and make me a better leader and a better person as well.
8:30, we're talking to Dane Zorko, one of my favourite Brisbane Lions. Dane, you talked about learning from...
Good on you, Tim.
You turned about... I spotted this bloke a long time ago, and I've been following his career really closely. He's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
Hey, Dano.
What
did you learn, that Australian experience? What did that teach you, playing alongside all those great other AFL players?
Well, I mean, walking in the first day, getting off my flight, rocking into the hotel, and then having Paddy Dangerfield and Joel Selwood and Rory Sloane, Brendan Goddard, these kinds of guys just standing in front of you, looking at you. I'll be honest, I was a little bit starstruck, didn't really know what to do, who to talk to, what to do. But it was just one of the most incredible experiences, and hopefully some long-life friends. We had a really good 10 days together, bonded fantastically, and I think that showed out on the field. There was, within a few days, there was a trust there between the players that all of us gelled really well together, and that's certainly an experience that I'll never forget because it was just absolutely fantastic. And I couldn't speak highly enough of what we were able to achieve, but also the system and the game itself. I thought it was just a fantastic, fantastic experience.
Are you comfortable being called Dano?
Yeah, what about that? Yeah, that's all right, Tim.
Yeah, that's Tim Watson. He used to play a bit of footy way back. Hey, Dano, I want to just, before we do let you go, Luke Hodge, you've spoken about it. He's more of a in the coaching group than the leadership group. We understand all that. He doesn't need to be officially recognised as a leader. Can you give us any sort of practical examples of the way he's impacted that club? Is he sat down and given a famous cook, or has he done something there where you've looked at it and gone, gee, that's why he's renowned as the leader that he is?
I think what he's been able to do with our back line in such a short amount of time, I think if you could talk to any one of our younger backline players, just the experience and what he's been able to teach them in such a short amount of time in terms of positioning.
How does he do it? Does he do it, Dana?
His directional talk out on the ground is just better than anyone's I've ever seen. He just points, he's talking, he's constantly communicating, and it's in a way where you can learn and automatically pick up what he means straight away. I think he's such a great teacher, and that's one of his greatest strengths, his ability to teach in the moment, out on the ground, and I think that's what the younger guys and even the older guys have really benefited from. It's just that knowledge and being able to listen and take in that information straight away, because he simplifies it and makes it so easy. So I reckon that's probably been his greatest strength so far to a group that's really improving and rising.
And because of that, do you think Harris Andrews, somebody like Harris Andrews, is going to be an even much better player than what they were last year?
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubts about that at all. Harris, I feel like, is going to take his game to the next level because of the way that Hodgie not only talks to them, but just conducts out on the field. He just does it in such a professional manner, and the way that you really understand how it should be done. And I think Harris is really absorbing and soaking in as much of his information as possible. And at 21, if he can pick this up at 21, 22, then we already know he's going to be a star of the future, but it's going to be so beneficial for his game.
Everyone was impressed with the progress you made under Chris Fagan last year. What about 2018? Could you improve enough to play finals football?
Oh, look, there's never going to be a roof on what we're able to achieve at the football club. We've seen the rises of the Bulldogs, Port Adelaide, even Richmond to a certain extent last year where they came from. So there's certainly no roof on what we're able to do. But I think the key messaging that we're playing every week is we just want to improve, whether it's training, gym, out on that match day. We want to improve every single time we do something to make us get better, to make us improve, to put ourselves and give ourselves the best opportunity to win games. So we're looking for improvement on last year, and I think we're working really hard at the moment to do that.
Hey, Dane, great to talk to you this morning. I'll just give you a couple of text messages. What a great young man. Great choice by the Lions. Is the Zork Russian? Does he like the GWS song? That's the sort of stuff that's coming through at the moment. You don't need to respond to that. Hey, well done. Good luck.
Good work, Dano.
We look forward to talking to you, Dano, through the year.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time. Cheers.
That's our Queensland correspondent now, Dano Zork.
Hey, you can hear the excitement in his voice about his football, though, can't you?
Think their finals chance?
No, I don't.
No.
But
I'm glad you asked the question because,
You do.
No, well, I think they're going to be...
Someone will jump up.
I think they're going to be 8 to 10 wins. Oh, I do.
I think they're going to surprise some people.
I like Brisbane. I really like them. Become a member of the Lions, if you do, for an exciting 2018. Head to membership.com.au to sign up. Tickets for the home and away season go on sale tomorrow. And as we've both, all of us have said, if I was at the Lions, I'd get involved and go along and see those games in Melbourne.